Yes, I've completed the West Highland Way. You can tell from the cover art. My parents also completed it. On day 6, we would start the hike from Inveroran Hotel and hike about 9 miles, a little bit more actually, to King's House. The rain that had started the day before in the afternoon included some pretty hefty winds, making the trek down to Inveroran House, the last mile or so anyway, a bit of a pain just because it was so windy with blowing rain, had subsided. What was left behind was light rain. That light rain would subside now and again, just long enough to let us take our hoods off, although I don't think anyone ever totally shed their rain gear. The rain never did subside, but it wasn't a soaking rain either. Just enough rain to make us not take lengthy breaks. We certainly didn't sit down for lunch anywhere. In fact, the couple times we did stop were probably the only 2 times we saw trees. The first time, late in the morning, for a quick snack, maybe a touch of hot drink. And I have to say, a piece of kit that I carried with me that I found quite useful several days was my thermos, which holds about 16 ounces of hot liquid. And that hot water certainly stayed hot. Even just having the hot water, not necessarily mixing in any tea, was nice when it was a damp, cool day, like day 5 and day 6 were. The hiking from Inveroran Hotel to King's House is pretty much all along Old Military Road. And it gradually ascends through Rannoch Moor, or at least with Rannoch Moor out in the distance, for a good 2/3 of its length. And then it descends a little more steeply, though not quite as far of a descent, I don't think, down towards King's House. So the hiking is easy. This particular stretch of military road is also not too bad on the feet. Sometimes you have a military road whose surface is not only quite hard, but stony, and that just gets tiresome on the feet. We'd encounter this later on in the hike. So, though a damp day, it wasn't a bad day. Not really. You do get a sense for how open the land is, and if you had to go off trail, or in this case, off Old Military Road, it wouldn't be hard to imagine getting lost in those open moors where there's so little to see, especially if the clouds descended and all you had was fog to walk through as you pushed your way through heather and soggy moss. Having said that, there is a stark beauty to the place, and when things really start to bloom, I'm sure it's really quite colorful and pretty. Right now, it's mostly shades of green, but it's pretty in its own way. Moving on to day 7, we'd go from King's House to Kinlochleven. There is an aluminum plant in Kinlochleven, and it was built about a century ago, and to furnish the water needed to smelt the aluminum, or to make the aluminum, maybe not smelting isn't quite the right word, you need a pretty substantial industrial footprint, and that mostly takes the form of some huge water pipes that we would see off and on in the latter part of the day. They are, as you might expect, somewhat ugly. They are huge diameter pipes, and they not only look ugly, but they sound ugly, but more on that later. This hike started out with wonderful weather, clear skies, warmer temperatures, and a far cry from the last couple of days. It also started out with a gentle climb that turned into a much steeper climb. For the first 3 miles, you're walking on good path, but unfortunately well within earshot of the primary motorway, and that's just irritating. It kind of sucks you out of the mood of the scenery you're walking through, which is mountains of some size, not too far away. They always seem bigger. After the 3 miles are up, you come to a car park, which is well-filled, and many people are there. Many are going to be doing the ascent we're about to take, and many are going to do some Monroe bagging. That means climbing mountains that are over 3,000 feet. We were about to ascend the Devil's Staircase. The Devil's Staircase is a little over a mile long and ascends a bit more than 800 feet in that mile. So the blood is flowing good as you climb steadily up the track to the high point. As we made that climb, the clouds rolled back in, and things cooled off a little bit as the wind picked up. So that diminished the views a little bit, but the views from the top really were quite spectacular, and you got a good sense of what you were hiking through. A lot of open terrain, rolling hills, fading into mountains in the distance, many of which have relatively little flora growing on them, but where there is flora, it's pretty vibrant. We left the Devil's Staircase, and you start to descend over the next several miles steadily, sometimes steeply, towards Kinloch Leven, which pops in and out of view over time. The hiking is generally quite good and pretty enough until you come to the last bit. While the last bit takes you through some woods, it's also on woods roads and then some paved roads for the last couple of miles into Kinloch Leven proper. And, yeah, it's road walking. That's a bit of a drag. A bigger drag, to me anyway, I could easily ignore the eyesore, that is the massive pipes, but it was much harder to ignore the roar, which at first we thought was just incessant, huge traffic, even though it was too constant a tone for that. I should have realized that. What it was a massive leak from one of the water pipes, and it wasn't the only leak. We passed by other leaks that emitted their own distinctive roar. That sound is just off-putting and annoying. On the other hand, Kinloch Leven itself is kind of cute. It's a well-put-together little town, and it may be past its heyday as far as the aluminum works goes, but they're doing all right as far as I can tell. And the Tail Race Inn, which we arrived at a good hour and change ahead of schedule, was a nice place to sit outside and have a hard cider in my case, a Fanta for my dad. Other people had their drinks of choice. We just sat outside and drank our drinks. The bus arrived a little bit early, so we got on early. We got back to our hotel in Glen Cove early, which meant just more time to relax. So a day just shy of 9 miles was a short but pleasant enough day, all things considered, and we had a good evening to follow. That leads us to the last day, day 8, which would be 16 miles in length. You leave Kinloch Leven and you quickly ascend to about 250, 260 meters above Loch Leven on a hike that's a little bit longer than the same similar sort of climb of Devil's Staircase, so it's easier, but you still know you've done something. And then you have a solid 6, maybe closer to 7 miles of hiking on old military road through a valley. You're mostly contouring through a valley, and while the views are wonderful, especially as you start heading more northerly and Ben Nevis comes into view, the wear and tear on the feet is noticeable. It's a hard surface. It's stony. Not again, you got to ford little streams that are running across the road. That's not such a big deal, but it's just tiring on the feet. You leave that military road to go through some little woodslands and then on a trail through grazing lands, which is really quite pretty. It gives some great views again of Ben Nevis, and then you pass into woods, rich woods. That eventually turns into more forest plantations, and it's been logged, and it looks ugly. It's just not a pretty sight. That gets you somewhere around the 11-mile mark when you pass by an old Iron Age fort that's not quite in view, but you know it's there. And then you start descending into Fort William on woods roads and eventually a paved road. And those last 3.5 miles are something of a slog. You pass by a visitor center, and then you still have a couple of miles to go, and it's all on a busy paved road into town, and you're by then feeling just a little bit tired and you want it to be over with. You come to the original end of the West Highland Way. They moved the end several years ago to force you to walk through Fort William another mile and a bit to where the new end is, the idea being maybe you'll buy stuff along the way, but you couldn't buy stuff because many shops were closed, and it was only just after 5 p.m. We actually got to the official end at about 5:15 or so. We got done with the hike, and even though the end is something of an anticlimax because you're walking through town and you want it to be over, it was good to be done. We all have a sense of accomplishment having done it. I'm quite pleased. I know my parents are pleased, and everybody else that completed the trail is also pleased.